Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Sunday special of the G Show. Hope you guys have had a wonderful week this week. And let's just get into the podcast. And I hope you enjoy. All right, everybody. Today, I just want to talk about some big headlines today. Nothing in particular. Sunday, nothing too exciting, obviously. But later this week, definitely when football starts, I will definitely be releasing a podcast about football. Because you know, that is my favorite sport. And guys, I'm going to be making a fantasy football league exclusively for G-Show fans. I'm going to make it, I think either today or tomorrow, and I'm going to set a date, and I'm going to post it everywhere on my social medias, and then anyone can join, anybody. And we're going to have an awesome draft, and then on draft day, I'm going to be doing a live podcast, and I'm just going to be enjoying myself. I'm going to have a podcast literally talking about my draft picks. Everything. It's going to be a great podcast. But for today, in some news, Patriots extended Tom Brady's contract, which I hate, but you know, it is what it is. He's successful. He's always been. He extended him for 2 years, and now he gets $23 million next year. So, just trying to keep him a little longer, so then they can try to win Super Bowl again, because once he's gone, I don't think they're going to win Super Bowl for a while, which I will not be complaining about. Next is the Jacksonville Jaguars' Ngakoue. He's holding out for money again. A lot of players have been doing that recently, not getting the money they deserve. In that case, like that happened last year, famous case was the Steelers. They lost both players due to money. And easily, the Jaguars could lose in the Ngakoue if they do. So, NFL teams are definitely not in control of their players. Players really have control of the team of what money they get. And if they're not going to get the money that team or whatever team they're playing for, they're going to get somewhere else. So, it's really up to a player kind of at the point in this league of where they go and how much they get. I mean, they can demand whatever they want. They want a contract, they'll hold out. If he not looked, Melvin Gordon is demanding to be traded because the Chargers are not giving him the contract that he deserves. It happens, sadly, especially for running backs, but because they don't last that long. But DNs, I mean, I feel like that's just really, it's kind of, I don't want to say the players are jerks for doing it, but it's kind of hard. I mean, like, you're still getting paid so much money to play the game, and you're asking for more? I don't know, guys. You can let me know about that. I just think I don't think it looks quite good on you if you're asking for more money, but that's just my opinion. And another big headlines, the Cleveland Indians rallied because Baker Mayfield was beer chugging in the stadium. Baker Mayfield is definitely an interesting guy. He says what he wants to say, and he's Baker Mayfield. I mean, what can I say? He's a rugged guy, and he's beer chugging and all this crazy stuff, and he talks to the refs. I mean, he's crazy, but he works, and he's a great football player, so I can't really complain about the guy, can I? What was earlier this week was really nice is James Conner, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back, gave a tour of training camp to a girl on a breathing tube, which was really awesome. Nice guy. James Conner obviously suffered from Hodgkin's lymphoma earlier in his career when he was still in Pitt. At the University of Pittsburgh. So for him to know what it's like and then to go out there and meet a fan who's has some health issues and just to show around and just really shows you a lot about his character and being a nice guy. And that's what I like to see. It's, you know, there's a lot of NFL guys out there. Obviously that's what the Walter Payton Award is for. And a lot of guys who really care about the communities, want to give back. Obviously they're making so much money, you know, they want to give back to the community. And when they get to do that, it's really cool. And I got a feeling that's got to be one of the best feelings out there. I mean, that you get to give back to where you grew up, and some players didn't grow up in the nicest areas, obviously, but when they make it and they can be able to improve their community, that's really something special, I'd imagine, for these guys. And in baseball news, if you didn't see on Friday, Ginger Guard debuted, which his name is Dustin Bay, but he looks like Yoan Syndergaard of the Mets, if you know what I'm talking about. And he had a great game. Well, he gave up 3 runs, 6 innings. Looks like a great player, another great player out of the Dodgers farm system. I mean, that Dodgers team already looks good, but the fact that they have another pitcher, just another ace looks like ready to go. I mean, you just say, when's it going to stop? But it never does for the Los Angeles Dodgers, does it? Sadly not. I mean, I wish, but not going to happen. And the last thing I want to talk about is a couple other little bits and pieces here. Jordy Nelson, he's setting a one-day deal, and he's going to retire, which is good. I think some players just try to last too long, and, you know, they try to, you know, just, you know, say you know a lot, but just try to, like, keep their career alive, and it's just smart for some players to retire. I think a selfie for Jordy Nelson, who was a great Packer for a long time, but just the fact that he gets to retire and probably will join, I would imagine he'd probably join the East Man or something, so I think it's just a smart move overall for him. And then I'm going to tell you guys the schedule for the preseason, and I'm going to get out of here. So for the first week, your first game at 7 o'clock is going to be the Buffalo Bills versus the Indianapolis Colts. The next game will be the Jets versus the Giants at 7 o'clock, and then the 7:30 game will be the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Browns. And also at the time will be the New England Patriots versus the Detroit Lions, the Atlanta Falcons versus Miami Dolphins, the Tennessee Titans versus the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Baltimore Ravens versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'll be telling you guys, I'll be very intrigued to see Buffalo because of Ed Davis. The Giants, if they play, what's his name? I forget his name, guys. I'm sorry. He's a quarterback. They drafted him. Let's see here. I'm sorry, guys. He's a quarterback. They just drafted. You guys could help me out later in the comment. You can DM me about that. The Jets, Quinnen Williams. I'll be interested to see about him. The Redskins, Dwayne Hoskins. I'm going to be hopping on a couple of these games, if I'm not going to lie. Atlanta, Miami getting Josh Rosen, he might play, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Baltimore getting Marquise Brown, supposed to be a great wide receiver, Josh Allen for the Jaguars, great picks, Green Bay having 2 first-round picks in their defense, so there's a lot of rookies you get to look at, that's for sure, really interesting. And then your night games will be Los Angeles Chargers versus the Arizona Cardinals. Kyle Murray, you can see him. Derwin James again. And then Denver and Seattle. Seattle having DK Metcalf. Very interesting pick from them. Can't wait to see that game. And then Friday is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I'll definitely be watching. As you know, I'm a Steelers fan. Steelers Nation, let's go. And then Minnesota and New Orleans on Friday at 8. So definitely check those games out. Some of them are going to be on TV. My dad's an Eagles fan, so we're definitely going to be watching the Eagles game. But I'll definitely be switching around just to see, like, who's out there and what the rookies are looking like. You know, you always want to see before the games, especially versus worst players, is, like, what they can do, see what you have to be worried about, especially if it's a team against you in your division. You have to kind of see what they're looking like before the season starts. And if you do go on ESPN, you look at the games, you will see an injury report list updated fully. So if you want to look at your team, you can definitely check out who's going to be playing, who's healthy, and who's not. So, hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time on the G Show.